This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
This is NPR.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. There's an update on a former Houston police officer who was fired over a racist rant that was posted on social media. News 88.7's Tom Perumian is here. Tom, I understand an appeal has been filed.
Yes, it has, Matt. Fired HPD officer Ashley Gonzalez filing an appeal with the Houston Police Union to return to work. Gonzalez was fired after posting an angry monologue about black people online and alleging that she would not treat blacks well during future arrests. Gonzalez was canned on April 24th. Now she's appealing that decision to get her job back. At the same time, the Harris County District Attorney's Office is reviewing her arrests for any violations of civil rights or police procedure. Matt?
All right, Tom, we'll keep our eye on that. Fort Bend ISD's annual demographic report released earlier this week reveals why the school district's seeing some of its lowest early childhood enrollment numbers in years. District officials say declining birth rates are one reason why this year's kindergarten class of nearly 400 students was the smallest it's been in nearly 20 years.
Fewer babies are being born, fewer children are moving into Texas, and fewer students are choosing public ISD education. The trifecta of enrollment decline.
The report also found a growing number of families are choosing to enroll their kindergarten students in alternative education options like charter and private schools. Crawfish farmers are wrapping up a strong season after a mild winter boosted their harvest. News 88.7's Natalie Weber tells us the industry is adjusting to a trend of warmer winters.
On a boat in East Texas, Christian Burns scrapes crawfish from a tray into large mesh sacks. He works for his cousin, who owns the farm in Anahuac, about an hour outside of Houston.
We normally start fishing around December, but we're almost got figured out how we can catch crawfish year-round.
As Texas winters trend warmer, some farmers, like Burns, are starting crawfish season earlier. Nikki Fitzgerald with the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension has seen this change firsthand.
In the early 90s and stuff, crawfish season typically would start at the beginning of March.
I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
You can hear more about how warmer weather is impacting crawfish farmers and restaurants. That's coming up on News 88.7 In-Depth at 8:45. U.S. Highway 287 will have a new name if Texas Senator John Cornyn has his way. He filed a bill to rename it to Highway 47 in honor of President Trump. The highway runs through Texas, Oklahoma, Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana. In sports, the Astros lost to the Mariners 10-2 yesterday. Houston has dropped the first two games of that series now and have lost four games in a row. They've actually lost each game they've played against Seattle this year. They're 0-6. Game three of that series is tonight. It will be a 7:10 first pitch. Houston has 16 wins and 27 losses to start the year.